This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky.
The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to
win? Up to number four, a serviceable player.
Fitzpatrick.
I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315 with his tears of bears.
What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you? At least you're wearing a winner this week.
Yeah.
And, of course, the left of him is, or right of him, I guess, depends what left you're going to look at, is BBB, Enter the Swarm.
Enter the Swarm live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. GoCSB.com.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
We're learning. And, of course, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with...
The new ABC.
The new ABC. Okay. I got it. Okay. I need more practice. Okay.
We're going to get it. So, all right, before we go any further into today's show, I got to hear something. I got to make sure I'm not going crazy here. But May the 4th be with you, because it is Star Wars May the 4th, you know, be with you day. But somebody brought up before the show that Superman sounds like Star Wars. I don't believe that. All right, there's Star Wars. I mean, everybody knows what Star Wars is.
Not the beginning part, but the...
Oh,
when
later
it starts
on?
Transitioning to... Superman was like... Come on now, you know they...
Here's Superman. Does it sound the same?
It sounds the same to me, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe all white people stuff just sounds the same to me.
All right, there's the poll of the day. Does all white people stuff sound the same?
Everything tastes like chicken, like all white people stuff sound the same.
Everything tastes like chicken. Oh, man. Ooh, all right. This will be an interesting day. Come on, man. It don't sound the same.
You got me.
It's the same tone.
I gaffed on that one.
You gaffed on that one?
I gaffed on that one. My bad, Star Wars.
But yeah, never. And you know the big Star Wars fans. Don't ever say that to a Star Wars fan, man.
I might get the Force put on me.
No, you would. You would, absolutely.
Lightsaber pulled out.
People would be all over you for that one. All right, we're going into today's show. We've got a great show for you. We're going to review the NFL draft. Somebody's got some sad stuff to say. We'll talk about that. But first, we got to go into our hot sauce of the week. Where the biggest stories. We got one big story we need to talk about for a few minutes. All right. This week's hot sauce. There we go. Adam Jones. Well, first, thoughts and prayers with former NBA player Brandon Warrior after being shot in L.A. over the weekend.
He's fine.
He's in the hospital, but he is doing good.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. I think he just got shot in the leg.
Yeah. Oh, was it leg?
Yeah, it was the
okay.
leg. Yep.
I was just saying thoughts and prayers with the man.
I know you want to kick it with the homies you grew up around. Sometimes you got to keep yourself out of that situation, man, from around that situation.
He was shielding kids, I think, from what I heard.
He was shielding kids?
Yeah, it's like shielding some young kids from a drive-by or something crazy like that.
You know you got to be careful out there, man. People are crazy, man.
Come on, people.
Come on, B-Roy. Yeah. You'll be back.
But, you know, well, good. I'm glad he's doing good now. Moving on from that, let's go into our subject of the week. Adam Jones was yelled at with racist remarks during his game in Boston during Monday night's game. My question is, what should the teams or fans do when these things happen at the games?
You find the fan and you ban the fan.
Ban them for life.
Ban them for life. You got videos. You got fans' eyewitness testimony. Unless it's just a group of them and all of them covering up for each other, then you get rid of all the conspirators. Get them on out the door. But from the fans' perspective, I paid my money. And then I live in a country where I have freedom of speech. And I know some things are more insensitive than
so
others.
So you're saying the racist remarks should be okay?
I'm not saying I condone it. But if you feel the need or the necessary want to express yourself in that way, then that's their God-given right. And then it's up to the facility, the Red Sox organization, to decide what they're going to do if the fans do react in that way.
Okay. You want me to go next?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't care. No, I do care. I go to a game, and somebody's using racist remarks, or not just racist remarks, being an ass, whatever.
Oh, yeah, call them an ass.
Being an asshole, anything like that. I'm going to ask them, hey, there's kids around, all right? I'm here to enjoy the event with my family, my friends. You need to chill out. You need to slow down. I'll ask them that once. They don't, then that each place you go to has a number you can text that you don't have to say anything to that person. So they're drunk. You don't want to have anything to happen to that person. They have a text number you text and tell them what seat they're in, everything else. Or go get the security and say, hey, we have an issue. You need to look into it. Use that number. That's what the number's there for. But I'm going to a game to watch the game. I'm all about, if you want to heckle that, that's fine. Heckle the guy. But when you start calling the N-word or you start saying something about his mother or you somebody that died or something, that's where you cross the line. And we as fans have the right to stand up and say something to those people. You're absolutely right. They have the right to say what they want. Go say it at home. Because I brought my 7-8-year-old niece and nephew to the game. They ain't here to hear that. They're here to watch the game. You say it to me, fine. You say it to my nephews and nieces or anybody else in my family. My wife, we got an issue. And that's where I think fans, they have to stand up and say something. You know why we have a problem in this country? It's because other people don't say anything to people. They see some old man getting beat up in the subway. They just walk by. And it's like, all right, not my problem. Not my issue.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying.
The biggest issue was the peanut throwing or the banana throwing. It's like,
oh, no, yeah, that's ridiculous.
You throw something at me now, then I feel like I have the right to go whoop your ass.
Well, the same thing yeah. about what happened in Toronto last year during the playoffs. The guy threw the beer out. I mean, to me, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? Eject their – find out who it is, getting them out of the net. The fan beside them should hit them in the damn head for throwing shit
okay.
on the ground.
You feel the need, you need to throw something at me, okay. Bring that fan down to me. We can meet up after the game, after I finish whipping your team's ass, and then I'm going to whip your ass, okay? I'm right here face-to-face now. We ain't 100, 200 feet away. You don't have to throw – you want to throw something, throw your hands with me. Let's go. Let's go.
And I'm going to tell you this. I have been to Boston, all right? I have been to Boston at the ball game. It is one of the nicest places I've ever been to in my life. Now, I didn't sit out in the outfield where this guy was doing the remarks. I would have said something to the guy, or I would have at least got security and got the guy out of there, because they should have. They ejected somebody last night who was saying remarks during the national anthem and replacing the national with an N-word. Dude, you got to go. So, I mean, us as fans have to take – we got to hold people accountable when we're at games. We're spending $300-$400 on a ticket. Mm-hmm. We are here to watch the game, not watch your stupid ass talk junk.
There's 300 million people in this country alone. And there are probably – how many people turn out for basketball games, baseball games? 25,000, 30,000?
Yep.
I'm not trying to get involved with you if I don't have to. Now –
but
if
you
I have
take,
to, I will.
But if you take your daughters to a basketball game or a football game or anything, if there's people like cussing everything else around you, do you not think, hey, you need to calm down a little bit?
I'm probably the main one cussing, especially if my team's getting their ass whooped. What the heck are you doing? But I don't use heck.
Well, no, the hell, I get that. But when you're being belligerent to somebody, to people, that there's a line.
And that's when security's supposed to step in and do their job.
Right, but there's a number. I mean, y'all all been to games. You know, you text that little number. It says, you know, for any unruly or anything else. We had it twice. All right, last year, twice. I had a guy right behind me at our seats, and he's been there for a couple years. First time we've been in this section. We're paying $350 a ticket. Mm-hmm. All right, no offense. If somebody's behind me being an ass, I'm saying something.
All right.
Because I'm not paying that much money to sit.
You see something, say something.
Yeah, I'm going to say something. I said something to the guy. I was like, can you calm down? First of all, he's wearing a Panthers jersey with a Fire Gettleman tag on the back of the jersey. Because ever since Steve Smith got let go, he's been on a hatred run of the Panthers. So during Panthers games, he'll stand up and cheer when the opposing team scores. And like, I'm like, dude, I get it. But he's like literally in my ear cheering. I'm like, dude, you got to sit back. You can't be doing it like that.
Bro, just calm like, down, bro.
But there's you us as fans have to say something. I'm sorry. We do. It can't be just the security.
Way to go, Adam Jones, standing Absolutely. Up, putting it out there.
Just these fans, man. I mean, I've seen so many examples over the years.
And again, let me remind you, fan is short for fanatic.
Right. And it happens in every sport. I don't want to hear this crap. It doesn't happen. I hear basketball, football. Now, it happens more in football because another thing I think is alcohol sales. Right? Mm-hmm. They don't stop the alcohol sales third quarter,
yep.
Which is fine. Personally, I think it should be done at halftime because some people – not saying – there's some people that go out and drink and are fine. I'm an example of that. He's fine. We're good. There's a lot of people who aren't, but there's a lot of people that can't control crap.
I'm just looking to have a good time.
Right,
I'm
me
drunk.
Too. I'm not trying to go ruin a person's time, but they have to do something, I think, and they won't do anything with alcohol. But at some point, man, I mean, you can't go to a baseball game and yell and throw. I'm sorry, if I was African-American and somebody threw a banana at me, I would be in the stands beating their ass.
They do it at those soccer games overseas, too. They do.
They are really racist.
No, it's horrible.
It's terrible.
But the fandom is getting worse every year, it seems like. Who was it? I think Barkley smacked somebody in the face because they one time back in the 80s, 90s. Because they said something to him.
When he spit on the girl.
Right.
But that situation, it was for her dad, but he spit on the girl by mistake. But I remember Vernon Maxwell from years ago in a game in Portland, I believe, where a fan said something about a stillborn daughter. He went. He's the original going to stands. Oh, so everybody talks about Ron Artest. No,
the Malice in the Palace.
No, that was crazy. Yeah. But yeah, Vernon Maxwell went to the stands and then got at him as he should have.
Right. Listen, I just because you buy a ticket to a game doesn't mean you have the right to completely downgrade. The person playing.
And I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what this guy said. But remember in Philly, the Sixers when they played OKC, I think maybe last year, that guy was saying something to Westbrook.
Oh yeah.
And Westbrook actually had to like be like, "Who get him out of here, please?"
Don't forget last year in Charlotte, we had the guy from Greensboro that come up,
purple shirt
and,
guy.
Yeah, purple shirt guy.
D Wade lit his.
D Wade.
Yeah, was it trash talk or what was
no, it? No,
it was trash talk.
It was trash talk.
Oh, okay,
but it went overboard.
Did it? Okay.
I was like, dude,
because I never knew what he said or the extent of what he said.
Or the fan at the Oklahoma State, the Marcus Smart incident.
Yeah.
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 But when you're sitting front row, I never get that. If you're sitting very front row, why are you up trying to talk trash to the guy? Because you ain't playing against the guy. He's going to turn around and smack you. I hope he does.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back and enjoy the damn game.
And players, I would say, if they disrespecting you, that means you're known for kicking their team's ass and they hate you. So that's a good thing. I would definitely smile and eat it up.
Think about Jordan all the times he kicked people's ass. I mean, you know, and this is during the 80s and 90s.
People love Jordan, though.
Cleveland. I don't know. Cleveland loves him as much.
Cleveland don't love Jordan.
New York Knicks don't love him.
Boston don't love Jordan.
Philadelphia.
Detroit don't love Jordan.
Yeah, there's cities that don't like Detroit. Jordan. Boston. I don't even know what Boston does, man.
Utah don't love Jordan.
No, but there are some cities that don't like Jordan.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, they can't stand him.
There was a heckler back in Washington back in
the
day.
Oh, yes, the heckler.
Robin Ficker. Yep. That was his name. He was like a lawyer or something. And he got into it with all Isaiah, Barkley, Jordan, you name it. He got into it with everyone. And he was literally sitting right behind him.
Yeah.
Right.
Like purposely buy their seats right behind the visitor bench so I can talk as much crap as I want to. You're going to hear me if I'm 5 feet from you.
Oh, boy. I can imagine some of the stuff that was said back then to them.
I mean, I wish we had seats right behind the Hornets bench because I'd be yelling Cliff for every game.
Cliff, you suck. Cliff,
my wife would be even worse. Yeah. But, dude, I'm just saying, when you go to a game, it doesn't give you the right to just downright talk smack. It's fine. You suck, you know, all this and that. But when you start talking about somebody's mom or – I mean, think about stuff Isaiah Thomas is probably getting said to him right now. He'll probably get said.
Yeah.
You say something about my sister, boy, it's on.
And you know, I doubt that will happen, but it's going to be that one person.
Right.
That one – that small percentage is going to be stupid and say something crazy.
If, I mean, the only thing fans are doing is they're going to make it harder for us to be closer – to the players as time goes on. Like, they're going to back fans away. You can't even be close to the players.
I mean.
Or everything's going to be, you have to stream it. You can't even be in the stadium.
Think about you go to football games right now. I mean, you can't. I would not go to a football game and sit in the 500s again. I would not do it. Mm-hmm. Because
it's just cold up there.
Well, not just that. Dude, every single game when we sit in the 500s, there's a fight. There's somebody behind me cussing and, like, you know, at somebody else in the stands, which, I mean, you want to go enjoy the game. You want to be like that, sit home and watch a damn game. You can drink all the beer you want, be happy. But it's – come on, man. You're right, though. I mean, they don't pretty much – it seems like basketball is getting – college basketball is getting farther and farther away because they play in those stadiums that are football stadiums now for the Final Four.
Yeah.
So –
But I mean, it keeps the college kids back, so that is a smart idea. Yeah. You know, college kids, they are ridiculous. Want to burn themselves?
Yeah,
in victory, let's set myself on fire. We won.
Yeah,
but good for Boston to stand. And Boston isn't like this. All right, I mean, I know you get the couple fans that are crazy, but a lot of people are saying Boston historic racist.
And I've heard a few athletes. So I remember years back, Barry Bonds said it's the most racist place he's ever been to. I heard Barry Bonds say this a few times. I've heard other athletes say that.
No, I've heard other athletes say that.
But Barry Bonds sticks out because he was like, man, that's the most racist place I've ever been to.
And for me, it's different because I'm white. I'm not – I don't know. But I know when I've been to games in Boston, it was great. I never heard anybody – luckily, the places I've ever been, New York, Cleveland, Texas, has been pretty good, actually. So, but you just – when those other cities, things like this happen, you need to speak up and tell security, do whatever you need to do. Because there's no place in that in sports. We go to get away from everything else, not make it worse. Anyway, moving on. Y'all got anything else to say?
No, that's it. That's it for me.
All right. BBB being dismissed by all shoes company, not Big Shot, but the company, Big Baller Brand, dismissed by all shoe company. Is LeVar at blame for costing his kids all this money?
Yes.
Obviously, it's yes.
Yeah.
But you know who can save them? Lonzo Ball. The kid got game. Oh, shout out my man Kevin Kerr. He just saw us on Facebook Live. I know you out there in Raleigh. You doing your thing, hustling. We appreciate you the love, man. Sweet. Keep checking out the show. Lonzo Ball can save them. He goes out there rookie of the year. His first 3 years, I mean, if he goes rookie of the year, rising star game MVP, and he ends up with the Lakers, and the Lakers somehow make the playoffs by his third season, fourth season, and he averaging 20 and 5 assists. Alonzo, we would like to talk to you about that Big Baller Brand deal. I think we have some room for you in on our campus. So, LeVar might look like a loser now, but might end up being the biggest winner of them all.
Well,
you're right. He could be. But, I mean, dude, I'm talking about right now how much money he's cost his kid right now.
Like, Lonzo is going to be a top five pick. He's going to get $15 to $20 million guaranteed. He might be costing him a little shoe money now. But when
in the long run,
if he exactly in the long run, he could probably have a LeBron deal.
Yeah, but right now,
I mean,
Skechers not even touching
that. Right, yeah. right now, LeVar, somebody needs to jump, climb to the top rope, and drop the elbow on your dumb ass for talking too much.
Yep. Agreed, 100%. We also do have Too Legit watching us on Facebook. What's up, Too Legit?
What's going on, Jeff?
So he's on there. Don't worry. We already told Mr. 315 that you're still upset he wasn't at the charity basketball.
I know. I apologize. Too Legit, I apologize, man. I really apologize.
What's going on with your boy KB at 280 pounds? What the hell is he eating?
Stop eating waffles.
Step away from the table, family.
Yeah, 280.
Damn.
200. I heard this, and I was going to talk about it later, but 280 pounds for a wide receiver. Mm.
That's not a wide receiver. That's a blocking tight end.
No, he's going to put you at – he's going to do right tackle.
That's Jerry Lorenzen.
Jerry Lorenzen and probably has better hands.
And I love Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, but is that concerned now?
I mean, it is what it is. It is the off season. He has plenty of time to get back in shape. He's only 23, 24, so the pounds will melt away. We just only concern is he needs to catch the football.
You better get the pounds away now because I'm going to tell you, once you get older, they don't give away as easily anymore, especially those 12 donuts. By the way, can I mention that I'm still
– You still hurting?
I still figure sugar on my mouth. I'm just saying.
Were you groaning when you went home tonight? Oh.
No, I was fine that night. I was actually impressed how good I handled myself the next couple of days. I still didn't make it stop from eating. Come on. Anyway. Anything else on BBB, Big Baller Brand?
Keep your head up, ball family. It's going to work out for you.
I guess, man, but he has to just pull back a little bit.
I mean.
Goodness.
LeVar, start talking.
Come on, Lonzo.
People, stop giving him a microphone and talk.
Make LeVar relevant again. Make LeVar look like a freaking genius.
I ain't worried about Lonzo. I'm worried more about his other two kids. He got the head coach fired at the high school.
That's what I heard. I heard that.
That was kind of grimy.
So, man, they giving it.
Oh. But when you with the Big Baller Brand, if you ain't big balling, you got to.
And then you lose. You say you tell your sons you lost because you had white people on your team.
That was kind of lame, especially when the son is white.
You must haven't watched Duke over the years.
Bro, you didn't look at your son in the mirror, or you didn't look at your son in the face before the game. Dude is white,
and your white, your wife. If you look at your wife,
she's white. Your son is white.
Just stupid stuff, man.
Yeah, that was dumb.
All right, when we come back, we'll go into local sports. We got Charlotte Knights. We got some Panthers talk, and we'll share our dummies of the week.
Joey Logano, you might be on that list.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.
Side piece. Hitting the loose in the bun. Legacy, fun. Why is he look like a bun? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hand. Legacy, fun. Why is he done? Packers will, done. Celebrate, candy. May not the march like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. Then nigga pull up your band. Hope the killers understand. Hey! Panda. Panda. I get broads in Atlanta, chasing Dublin and shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards and the scammers, wake up beside your shit, let designer, whole bunch of lady shit. They be acting rats, I know be clapping shit. I be pulling my stuff in the fantasy shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacy, Fanta, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got style.